Welcome to the new American Culture Exchange Podcast, where we dive into the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith. Do you know what the exchange is? Do you know the rules of the exchange? If you don't, then you've been played. Our mission, to harness the power of Web3 and the unstoppable spirit of hip-hop, to create a decentralized ecosystem that puts solutions in the hands of solutionist artists. Together, we'll solve real problems, fund community-driven initiatives, and empower neighborhoods to build enterprises that construct systemic change and foster generational wealth. This is not just a podcast. It's a cultural renaissance engineered for systemic transformation. Welcome back to the new American Culture Exchange Podcast, where we explore how Web3 is rewiring the rules for success in the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith, and today we're diving into rule number 9, the learning equation, the hidden math behind how we learn, grow, and optimize our lives.
What if I told you that the key to success isn't about making giant leaps, but about taking small, deliberate steps?
I agree. The learning equation is about gradual improvement. It's the basis of the most powerful algorithms in machine learning that improve through thousands of tiny adjustments. And here's the twist. Human success follows the exact same pattern. Let me tell you why this matters for literally everything we do in Web3 and beyond.
That's such an unexpected connection. How did you first notice this pattern?
Well, I've been studying how successful Web3 projects evolve, and it's fascinating. They don't make these massive overnight transformations. Instead, they use what's called gradient ascent, making micro adjustments based on real-world feedback, just like AI systems do.
So you're saying this learning equation applies beyond just technology?
Exactly right. Look at how DAOs, like Friends with Benefits, operate. They're constantly tweaking their governance models, making small improvements based on community feedback. Each adjustment builds on the last, creating this compound effect of progress.
That reminds me of how traditional organizations often fail because they try to make these massive, disruptive changes all at once.
And that's precisely where Web3 is different. Take NFT artists, for example. The successful ones aren't trying to create masterpieces immediately. They're building audiences through consistent iteration, learning from each mint, each community interaction.
You know what's interesting about that? It completely flips the traditional art world model on its head.
Exactly. Our platform, the New American Culture Exchange, will be a place where writers can experiment with different formats, test various monetization models, and get immediate feedback from their community. Each post becomes a data point for improvement. Reach out to us at nace.com or disrupthiphop.com for more details.
How do you see this playing out in terms of personal development in the Web3 space?
Well, think about someone learning to develop smart contracts. Instead of trying to build the next Uniswap immediately, they start with simple projects, gradually increasing complexity. Each deployment, even the failures, becomes valuable learning data.
That's really changing how we think about expertise and mastery, isn't it?
You are absolutely right. And here's what's fascinating. Blockchain's transparency means we can track this learning journey. Every transaction, every smart contract deployment, and every community interaction becomes part of this visible growth pattern.
Well, that must create some interesting dynamics in terms of how people approach failure.
That's exactly what makes this so powerful. In Web3, failures aren't endpoints, they're data points. Look at how DeFi protocols evolve. Each exploit or bug becomes a lesson that strengthens the entire ecosystem.
So in essence, we're all participating in this massive collaborative learning experiment?
Well, it's completely transforming how we at the New American Culture Exchange approach learning in this space. Instead of trying to understand everything at once, we encourage people to focus on building their knowledge incrementally. Each concept builds on the last, creating this natural progression.
And I imagine this makes the whole space more accessible to newcomers.
Exactly that. And here's where you can sign up. NACE.com and DisruptHipHop.com. This approach is starting to influence traditional industries too. Companies are adopting these iterative, community-driven models that Web3 has proven so effective.
So what's the key takeaway for someone wanting to apply this learning equation to their own journey?
The learning equation is all about gradual improvement, setting a target and focusing on the steps you're taking each day. The old school way, we're often pressured to chase instant results. But in Web3, steady progress is the key to long-term success. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith. Go to NACE.com or DisruptHipHop.com for further information. And thank you for being our guest today.
Welcome to the New American Culture Exchange Podcast, where we dive into the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith. Do you know what the exchange is? Do you know the rules of the exchange? If you don't, then you've been played. Our mission, to harness the power of Web3 and the unstoppable spirit of hip-hop, to create a decentralized ecosystem that puts solutions in the hands of solutionist artists. Together, we'll solve real problems, fund community-driven initiatives, and empower neighborhoods to build enterprises that construct systemic change and foster generational wealth. This is not just a podcast. It's a cultural renaissance engineered for systemic transformation.